The rest of the story. Once upon a time, this was many hundreds of years ago, there was an Arabian mullah. That's a Muslim teacher and interpreter of Muslim religious law. We know practically nothing about this fellow, not even his name. In fact, this mullah would have slipped entirely into the abyss of historical obscurity, except that one of his monks committed an all but unpardonable sin. And so from a time-honored Arabian tradition spanning a chasm of almost 1,000 years comes today's rest of the story. There is nothing particularly lighthearted about the religious rituals of the Muslim faith, and particularly if one is a Muslim monk. So you can imagine the near horror of this much-respected mullah when he discovered one night that one of his monks had fallen asleep right in the middle of his prayers. There was no excuse for anything like that. Evening devotions, as all formal aspects of Muslim worship, were too important to be treated thus. So one has to envision the monk's contrition. There is no record of his explanation nor of his punishment. It is simply recalled that the mullah, distressed over what had happened, desirous of preventing its recurrence, did some praying and some more praying and some pondering of his own. The latter pondering, it seems, was done on an Arabian hillside. Now, below the mullah was a herd of goats and a grove of kawa trees. And as the old master thought and thought, he watched one of the goats straying into the grove. Lazily, the animal began nibbling the berries from the lowest branches of one of the small kawa trees. The mullah remained deep in contemplation, but then something remarkable happened. The idle goat became suddenly very frisky, frolicking, romping the hillside. And then another goat, and another. All at first complacent, had become active only after eating the leaves and the berries of the kawa tree. Kawa, by the way, is spelled Q-A-H-W-A-H. But anyway, by now the mullah remembers a tale once told by Ethiopian goat herds of how their flocks would sometimes wander into the orchards among the kawa trees and spend the following night sleepless and restless. Well, that's when it struck him. If kawa berries could keep a goat awake and alert, might they not do the same for a drowsy Muslim monk who was inclined to go to sleep during prayers? So, the mullah picked some of the berries. He returned with them to perform an experiment, the results of which would have an impact on forever after. Partaking of the kawa tree, partaking of the berries from the kawa tree, the monks did indeed remain alert throughout their evening prayers, and word of the stimulating effect spread, and methods of preparing kawa berries for consumption proliferated, and one most popular and enduring of all. And maybe by now you have guessed, especially because of that name, kawa. You've heard it in variations throughout the languages of the entire world, including our own. Kawa has survived to describe the brew from the berry that once kept Muslim monks praying through the night. In the English language, we know kawa as coffee. Only now you know the rest of the story.